Oh my God, we're going to take over.
Yay.
We got tickets, which they're already picked over, so I don't know how tomorrow's going to go.
Well, I would imagine, what time are they going to sell? 11?
10 or 11, East.
Yeah, they'll sell out super fast.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to figure out what the main event's going to be. I'm already, really excited about it.
It's going to be, TakeOver's fun. I have, TakeOver's a lot of fun. I enjoy going to TakeOver. But now they just announced, today that NXT is going to be at Mania, too.
I saw that.
Which I'm like, I don't want to buy, a $300 ticket to WrestleMania, though.
But we're not doing that. That's what we're going
to do. I know, but I'm just saying, why would you announce that? I think it's because Mania tickets aren't selling that well. I went and looked the other day, and I was like, oh, there's a lot left.
Well, because people don't want to sit through all that bullshit.
9 hours is a lot.
It's a lot.
Guys, by the time you get there, wait in a line that is longer than Matt Riddle's dick, which is very long, and then have to go through security, and then have to get to your seat. It's 9 hours. At least. I think, didn't we get there at 2 o'clock?
I don't remember. But
I think it was 2 o'clock, and then we didn't leave until almost 1 in the morning. So, guys, it is not worth it. We're just going to go sit at a bar somewhere.
That has a watch party.
Yeah, and hopefully one has it. And if not, then somebody find us a watch party.
We can find one on Twitter. We can get on Twitter and ask where people are.
I know. Everybody's the people I know who are going, they're like, you're not going to WrestleMania. Why would you even go that week? And I'm like, because I want to go to everything else.
Well, we know people that did that this past year.
I know. I just want to go to, I don't want to sit there for 9 hours. That doesn't make me, and I'm cheap.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, that too. But mine's main thing is I just don't want to sit there for that long.
Yeah.
When I feel like that the camaraderie and everything at a bar would be really fun. So.
Yes. It's just not our thing, basically. Sorry. But yeah, we're trying to figure out what our schedule looks like too, because we want to go to Access, and we're going to go to most of them, I think. There's just ones that obviously we're not going to make it to. During TakeOver and shit.
I'm just excited that we're not going to go just because I have a feeling Batista may be signing on Sunday. So
I know.
Or somebody big. If it's not Batista, somebody else.
I know.
So it's like, oh, we don't have to rush for that. If we go to the Bullet Club party, then yeah, if we decide to do that, but. And then that, we don't have to rush, so that's good.
Yeah. I think it'd be nice, though, because, you could go to Access, go back to wherever we're staying, kind of, chill out, and then go to wherever we're going. I think that's going to be nice, instead of being we have to be here, 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 and here, and here. We have to get up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, no, we're done with that.
Even though Access is early on Sunday. It is early, but not 6 in the morning early.
No.
Yeah, no. So, we'll see what goes on, because I might be bringing somebody with me because he wants to see the NWO, and that's the only reason he wants to go.
I just want, I don't know. I wish Hall of Fame was so expensive, because I think it would be a fun Hall of Fame to go to, but.
I wonder how much tickets are for Hall of Fame. I think Access is during Hall of Fame, though.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Yeah. Here, WWE Hall of Fame. Here, guys, we'll do the tickets. We'll do the ticket scouting so you don't have to.
Some website just put up a poll about should Chris Benoit be inducted in the Hall of Fame? Should he? Yes. Will he? No.
No, that'll never happen. Unfortunately. Okay. WWE Hall of Fame. So if you guys didn't hear, Batista and NWO are going in.
Yeah, like a double announcement early.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. But this is like really early. Like really early.
And I think it was a big mistake. Somebody fucked up somewhere.
Well, no, I think I know what they're trying to do. I think they're, because Hall of Fame like never sells out, I think they're trying to like, hey, guess what?
I guess, but.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, yeah, those are big announcements, but, you know, DX was a big announcement, too. So, like, I don't really feel like it's anything that's, like, super crazy at this point.
I don't know. But, guys, in addition to TakeOver and whatever the fuck else we do, I'm going to SmackDown in February and NXT.
Well, la-di-da.
I know. I'm excited. Gonna be a good time. It's gonna be fun. I'm very excited about it.
You will have fun.
I will. It's gonna be a good time. Oh, here, Hall of Fame. Let's see. Oh, they're not doing prices. Okay. Oh God. 175.
Ugh.
Mm.
That's a lot.
That's like as much as a WrestleMania ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that ain't happening. Yeah, the Raw after Mania, the tickets are already $300 at least.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not gonna be there.
No.
We will be watching somewhere else, and then SmackDown. SmackDown's actually looking more expensive than it usually is.
Well, yeah, because now it's the bigger show.
Yeah. So we're not going to that either. We're going to go to Access while that's happening, and we're going to be like, oh my God, we met 375,000 different wrestlers.
And then hopefully Disney World. Hopefully.
Yeah. And hopefully Jen gets to meet Batista.
Hopefully.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm going to have to stand in line with her and be like, I don't want to talk to him. I'm just here for moral support.
I'm going to freak. Actually, I think he'll actually be really nice.
He'd be super nice.
I'm not that super worried about it. But
I think he'd be really nice. I think it'd just be like, oh my God, it's Batista. If he does a meet and greet. I don't even know.
I bet he will. I just have a feeling he will. But I think it'll be probably a Sunday morning thing.
And it'll be expensive.
Yeah.
He'll probably be the $200 meet and greet.
Maybe worth it.
Well, the nice thing is you get into Access with that too. So I mean,
you don't have to buy a Mania ticket. So
yeah, I mean, if you just go to see Batista, then it's like that's kind of dumb because all that happens is like he comes out to his music and it's like, oh yay, and then he leaves.
Hmm.
So
true.
Yeah. Same with NWO. Like my friend is obsessed with NWO. Like. His goal is to meet every single member. And you know how many members there are of NWO.
A lot.
A lot. And he's literally just flying to Tampa just to see the NWO go into the Hall of Fame, which I told him, you might want to try to stay for Access because they're probably going to sign.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will.
Somebody will.
I mean,
like, we met him for free. So, yeah. But, yeah. To me, it's just like
two-time Hall of Famer.
Yeah, X-Pac, two-time Hall of Famer. Kevin Nash, two-time Hall of Famer.
Oh yeah.
Scott Hall, two-time Hall of Famer.
Hmm.
That other guy who we don't talk about because he's a racist. Two-time Hall of Famer. That is disgusting. Nasty. Ugh.
Blech.
You know what that just means? That means. We need to make X-Pac a three-time Hall of Famer so he beats the racist guy.
X-Pac and what's his dog's name?
Lula.
Yeah, they win at life.
Yeah.
Let him make him a three-time so he
yeah, win. Yeah, put life. You know what? Put Lula in the Hall of Fame. No, you know what? Nobody would complain. Nobody. Everybody like you'd have the one asshole who's like, it's a dog. And we'd be like, yeah, it's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best dog.
And
it's a dog.
Who's beautiful and deserves.
Or like put the British Bulldog.
Hmm.
Put the British Bulldog in. How can you hate dogs?
If you hate dogs, don't talk to me.
Yeah, if you hate dogs, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Assholes. But like, I'm interested to see who else goes in.
I think there'll be somebody else big.
Yeah. I think Christian needs to go in.
Oh, yeah. People are saying Christian. There's rumors the Bellas are going, which is way too soon for the Bellas to go in.
Yeah, they're retired, so.
Yeah, still.
I mean, look what they did with Edge.
Still, yeah, it's a little bit different, though. Come on.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it, though? I don't see
Edge. Bella's career versus Edge's career.
I don't see Edge with a reality show.
I see Edge with a lot.
Edge was not proposed to by John Cena in the middle.
No, you know what Edge did? He had sex in the middle.
Yeah, he had sex. And you know what? We stan.
At the time, I didn't. At the time, I was like,
at the time, I was like, what's happening? But now,
at the time,
like,
I was totally intimidated by Lita's boobs. And I was just like, I just don't want to look at them anymore.
Like, you're like, what do I do? Like, just stop. I really don't want to see that.
You know, she always wore that shirt that was like barely covering them, and then like really low scoop thing. And it was like, I was like, how are they not popping out? They're like triple taped.
Yeah. And now we're like, that is goals.
No, not for me. I'm over that.
Not me. But yeah, so I don't know who else could go in. It's not gonna be Owen Hart.
Could be Taker. Possibly.
Maybe. Which, if they do Taker, Batista, and the NWO in the same year, I'm like, you're running out of big names.
But you know there has to be some big name they're going to wait. There has to be.
Kane?
Duh, that's boring. Ugh.
Big Show?
Ugh.
Linda McMahon?
Miss Elizabeth.
They won't do it.
I know, but I want them to. I want them to.
I mean, eventually, right?
I would hope so. She deserves it. I still want to cosplay as Miss Elizabeth.
I gotta figure that out.
Only people. I know. I found an outfit. That's the outfit that she wore the night that her and Macho Man got back together. I found all the pieces for it last year, and I almost bought them, and then I didn't. Like, only people our age and older would get it, but I would enjoy it just the same.
You'd be like, oh my god. Yeah. That's true. Only people older than, like, 18 would get it.
Older than that.
No, there's some 18-year-olds who know about Macho Man Elizabeth.
I don't know.
I mean, they're smart.
To pinpoint the outfit, I don't know. Like the sequin pants with this big black and white stars on the shirt, on the sweater. And that's the goal. I found all the parts for it, too. All the pieces for it.
Yeah. I need to figure out what I'm doing for access.
That, all I am doing is I'm doing...
No, not like that, but like my list of people.
Oh, who you want to meet?
Who I want to meet, who might be there.
Oh.
It's always a surprise, but still, like.
Well, Finn, it won't be free, but.
He might.
He was free last year.
He was free last year.
Okay, if they're free. Finn and Adam both were free last year. They won't both be free this year.
I don't know. They might be like, nope, we changed our minds.
They might
Adam probably not.
Like they did last year.
Yeah. But we're not going to the New Japan show, so that's fine.
I know. So my work.
And they're both on NXT, so obviously they won't be at TakeOver at the same time as Access.
I want to meet Matt Riddle.
Bro.
That'd be fun.
I have a feeling like I'd get up there and be like, I hate your wife.
No, don't do that. Who else? I'd like to meet I blanked.
I want to meet Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm ever like, I want to meet Dana Brooke. Why? So we can talk about Batista's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's like at the top of my list? So there's Adam Finn. Who have I else have I not met that I would? Finn. And Matt Riddle.
I wonder, I mean, this is going to sound weird. What if AJ is not paid?
He might not be.
I'd do it. I would. I'd stand in that goddamn long line to meet AJ Styles. It'd probably be AJ Gallows and Anderson, so.
That'd be good.
God, that, you know what? Even if it took up half of Access, I'm here. I am here for it. I'm in this line.
Oh, Lord.
I'd be like, that's my line. I gotta go.
Well, Iconics we have to do.
Yeah, obviously. We have to do Gallows and Anderson, though, while we're dressed as Gallows and Anderson.
Oh, yeah, right? That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Which is really just us in the Iconics thing. We'll just change the shirt and do different makeup. But, hey, it works. We'll just be like, hey, now we're them.
What else? Who else? Well, hold on. If we're not going to the New Japan or anything like that, then when are we going to dress like the Briscoes? That's kind of gone south. I ordered the camo shorts.
Unless they have Festival of Honor again.
Yeah, but we're going to go all the way somewhere just for that one
thing. What if it's close?
I don't know, but it was $80 last time to meet them. I'm not paying $80 again.
Yeah, I'm not paying $80 to meet the Briscoes.
No.
You might have to dress up like Jay Briscoe just to be Jay Briscoe.
Yeah, I don't know. I have camo booty shorts now, regardless.
You're just walking around. Hey. I'm Jay Briscoe now.
Yeah, I'll wear that the day of Mania. I'll just wear my Jay Briscoe.
You're like, I'm Jay Briscoe. They're like, why are you dressed as Jay Briscoe at WrestleMania? Because I am.
He needs a job soon. Ring of Honor's going under any day.
Yeah. Ring of Honor's going under. He needs a job. He'll go to AEW. Fuck AEW. Yeah. You know what? I'll dress like Jimmy Havoc that day. How's that? I'll just wear my leather corset and black pants and black shoes with there black makeup. And I'll be like, I'm Jimmy Havoc. Fuck you.
There you go.
AEW screws me out of everything. I'm Jimmy Havoc. Yeah. Sound about right?
Yep.
Yep. Speaking of AEW, they tied in the ratings with NXT. Like a literal
tie. And then Cody got on there and bitched.
Oh, yeah. Because people took a picture of the arena, which was half empty, during the MJF promo, so you can't say, like, oh, nobody was in the building yet, because, like, MJF was in the ring. They showed it on TV. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we had 80% utilization of the arena. We had
4,500 folks.
Yeah, 4,500 folks. So
80% utilization, well above market. Vibrant crowd throughout. We will definitely be back. So then, was it Cornette?
I don't know. Something? I blocked Cornette.
I think it was Cornette said, yeah, how? Yeah, it's Cornette, I think. Yeah, because he changed his thing. This is Wrestling Jacksonville Dixie. That's him, right?
No, that's not Cornette. That's just somebody pretending to be Cornette.
Okay, well, that's him. Said, yeah, how many were papered and how many paid $8 for tickets? Manufactured number. But nice try, Dusty's son.
That's true.
And then Cody was part of a gender reveal. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You know, if I was having a gender reveal, which I'm going to have a baby, so, like, you know, eventually I'll have one, I would not have Cody Rhodes. You know who I'd have do my gender reveal? I would have AJ Styles.
Do you know what I think is funny, though, is that, like, he was literally hanging out on the side of the arena after the show, and this person is just like leans over and is like, oh, I'm having a boy, like, help me tell my husband. Like, literally, he was out walking around in a hoodie taking selfies in the arena. That shows you how few people were there. Like, there were so few people there. Those pictures from last night were horrible. Like, He was literally walking around after the show with those people. There was nobody there. There was nobody there.
And everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Those seats were really empty. Like, it was bad.
Like, it was very, very empty. And they're just like, oh, no, it's not like that. I'm like, yeah, it is.
It was bad.
Like, it is like that. Wow. Like, you just sit there and you're like, wow. So much for being, oh, everything's great. Yep. But, guys, in other AEW news, apparently they're going back to Chicago.
Yeah.
For the 800 and
to a smaller arena, though.
Well, yeah, because they can't sell out arenas
now.
I'm told
it's much smaller.
Yeah, because they can't sell out arenas now.
I know.
But hey, remember, we have 80% utilization and we have 4,500 folks there. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Dixie Carter. You know what? No, because Dixie at least knew her product was shit. I will say that. Dixie at least knew it was bullshit.
That's true.
Cody thinks he's doing something like, I'm saving professional wrestling. Like, literally, I said that on Twitter. I was like, the difference between TNA, back when it was TNA, not Impact, TNA, and AEW, is TNA at least knew what it was. Like, nobody was saying they were changing anything. Like, nobody said it was, you know, we're going to change the world. Yeah, no.
No, that's done.
Yeah, that's done. And also they said, like, oh, we're going to, like, TNA at least said, hey, we're going to beat the WWE. No, not AEW. They're like, there's no war. There's not a war. My ass.
It's over.
You tied.
Yeah, it's done.
And it's funny because they're like, well, they won the demographic. Well, WWE almost matched the demographic. So, then what?
It's just sad.
It is very sad.
You know what I realized last night when I was scrolling through Twitter? Jack Hager is yet to wrestle.
He is yet to wrestle, and he's calling out a teenage girl on Twitter who he's never met, who has never said anything to him personally, but he called her out.
For what?
You know that Greta, what is her last name? She's that little girl who had that really impassioned speech about climate change. And,
oh, yeah, and people said she was paid and all that.
Yeah. Well, she was Times Person of the Year because she's, like, trying to do all this environmental work and shit. And she, like, seems like a very nice lady, young lady. She seems very nice. Well, Jake Hager, he cannot stand that this young lady is getting any attention whatsoever from the people. Because he goes to Time Magazine's post about how she is the person of the year. And he decides that he wants to talk shit to this poor... I think she's like 14, right? Like 14?
Yeah, she's young. Whatever.
She's like 13 or 14 years old. So, like, she's not like an adult. She's not 18. She's like 13 or 14 years old just trying to change the world and, you know, what Cody says he's trying to do. You know, that. Well, let me get the entire quote because it's right here. And, oh, he deleted it, guys. He deleted it because he's running down a child. So let's see. Jake, we're going to Google it now. Time Magazine. Oh, look, it is right here. You know, it makes me laugh that, like, he thinks that nobody saves this shit.
Everybody thinks that.
I know. They're like, the internet's not forever. I'll just delete it. No. Her name's Greta, right? Greta?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know her last name. Oh, here it is. Okay, so Time Magazine, this is all they put. They didn't put anything political. They said Greta Thunberg is her name, is Time Magazine's 2019 Person of the Year. Like, that's all the tweet says. And he goes, do you know what a joke you have become or probably have always been? Good luck. Get out here running down.
Cody would be totally against that just for his image alone.
Oh, yeah. Cody would be like, we don't agree with him. But really, he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't let, you know, the super, uber positive AEW fans see that Cody is really an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Instead, he's out doing gender reveals and shit.
Yeah. And then you got all the super positive AEW fans who are like, oh my god. And what do we say to that? Blech.
Nasty.
That is disgusting. That is, seriously, like,
be who you are.
Yeah. Cody, we know what you are. Just
own it.
Own it. Just own it. Oh, God, guys. So, final battle is tomorrow. Speaking of, you know, companies that Cody Rhodes has pretty much ended, and then, you know, they ended themselves. Ring of Honor final battle. This is, like, the first year in a very long time that nobody's talking about it. Like, nobody's talking about it.
Because everybody's pissed at them.
Yeah. Nobody's talking. Yeah. And the only thing that people are really paying attention to is, will Marty show up or is he going to no-show it?
He might.
Can I just say, Marty, if you somehow hear this before final battle, no-show it. How fucking funny would that be if he just doesn't show up?
He might, for real.
You know what? I'd actually gain a little bit of respect for him.
I wouldn't, because in a week or two, he's going to show up on AEW, so.
I mean, it's a foregone conclusion, but come on. AEW, I mean, they both deserve bullshit, but both of them deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Well, here's the thing. Marty's not going to bring any views to AEW, so whatever.
Yeah. You just have the uber positive AEW fans who are like, oh, Marty needs to come and finish every Beyond Bailey lane again. Oh, my God. Which, I will say, he's entertaining, at least, on Being the Elite. Like, when Marty left the show, it was just like, the show really went downhill.
It went downhill anyway.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, before we found out, you know, how they are, the show was going downhill anyway. And then it really went downhill. So. Oh, guys, remember, you got the AEW fans are out right now saying WWE had so many instances where they didn't fill arenas and nobody gave a fuck about that.
But WWE didn't start out booking arenas they knew they couldn't fill in the first place.
Yeah. Like, they've never said they were... Oh, yeah, they did. You know what? Here's the thing. It's like, WWE, we all know what that is. We just all know the truth behind that bullshit. But then you have AEW who is trying to play it off like, oh, no! Everything's great! It's wonderful.
I think that the difference is Vince could give two fucks.
Yeah. Vince is like, I already got my money.
He don't care. And then you got them out there being like, oh no, this isn't right. It was full. Seats were full. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. No.
Literally, I thought Cody was going to say this. We just had to move everybody around for a shot and then we just moved them back in. And that person just got a picture when we were moving people around and...
But yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't have
They love Illinois. They loved the Chicago area. But yeah, they still can't fill the seats in Chicago either. I don't understand.
Oh, here's another thing, though. Have you noticed that they have never gone to the West Coast?
Mm-hmm.
Even though their tag team is SCU. And they've never gone to SC.
Well, I mean, look what poor Christopher Daniels did in the ring the other week. I mean, he was like...
I mean, are we really going to say poor Christopher Daniels? Because...
Well, you know what I mean.
That scumbag.
I mean, at this point, who isn't a scumbag on that show?
Poor Jimmy Havoc.
There you go.
And you know what? I think shit's going to boil over with Joey Janela, though, because, like, he has to work with his ex-girlfriend of 4 years and her new, like, sexy boyfriend.
Who's her new boyfriend?
Kip Sabian.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she upgraded.
And she cheated on Joey.
With him?
I think with Kip, yeah. He didn't say, but it was very quickly after the relationship ended that her and Kip moved in together, so. You're just like, oh.
Well, good for her. Sorry, good for her.
I mean, good for her, but she's kind of, I mean, she could have gone about it a little better.
Yeah, it's true, but still, yeah, good for her.
But again, you can imagine how awkward that is.
Very awkward.
That's very awkward. And then you got Jimmy Havoc, who just sits around and does nothing.
Who is not happy about it.
No! Would you be?
I mean, he tweeted today, never give up, so.
Well, I think that had to do with the fact that Britain passed, they had a election today.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I feel like his tweets are like more emo-ish than usual.
Yeah, the emo king is more emo than usual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about the election today.
Yeah, apparently it went bad.
Yeah, people are pissed.
The Trump of Britain has elected his conservatives, so you can imagine how well that's going right now.
What do they call their Tories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you have us over here going, welcome to what our world's been.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so.
But if you want to go to Chicago, AEW Revolution on Jimmy Havoc's Twitter is February 29th live on pay-per-view at Wintrust Arena. It says downtown Chicago, but apparently it's not really downtown Chicago. So, and I love how on the promo it says tickets are $20 and make great holiday gifts.
You know who I want to meet when we're in Tampa, if it's possible?
Who?
Jimmy Havoc.
Then we have to go to we could probably go to WrestleCon, I guess.
I was going
to
say, either WrestleCon or we'll have some other meet and greet somewhere else.
I don't want to do WrestleCon.
I just want to meet Jimmy Havoc. I just want to meet Jimmy Havoc. That's all I want. Literally, that's it. Like, if it's at WrestleCon, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck that. But if it doesn't happen in Tampa, it has to happen eventually. Because I'm going to be like, hello, Mr. Emo King. Have you died yet? Oh my god, what if you could see Pete? Again.
Pete's so awkward, though.
He is very awkward, but he's adorable.
He is very adorable, but he's so
Well, he got less awkward after he had the baby.
That's true.
Good for him.
Oh, I never did finish my list, though, since we're not really talking about what happened this week.
Yeah.
My list of who I want to meet that I have not met yet. Finn, Adam,
oh, God.
Matt Riddle, Batista.
Have we met Dana Brooke before?
I think I have.
I feel like we might have met Dana Brooke before.
I don't think it was a photo. No, it was just an autograph. I'm pretty sure I have her autograph somewhere in one of my little book things. I don't think it was a photo op. I'd like to meet Rhea again.
Yeah.
She was cool the first time, but it wasn't a photo. It was just an autograph.
Yeah, Rhea's really cool.
We
met Keith Lee before.
Met Keith Lee.
In Phoenix. We met Mia Yim in Phoenix. We met Candace and Johnny and Ciampa.
I'd like to meet Ciampa again to have a good picture because my picture wasn't good.
I know. We got to hold Goldie.
Who, though, have I not met? I for sure would.
See, that's the thing is we've met.
Morrison.
Oh yeah. If he's got a signing, we got to do it.
And Scarlett.
Scarlett better have one.
That'd be fun.
Scarlett would be fun.
I would look.
Though so I feel like I'd be ugly. Even more I of would a look potato.
So horrible.
I'm like, I'm a fucking potato. Okay.
Like, I'm sorry. Can you like put on a coat or
can
something?
Can you like listen? Can you just crouch down a little bit? Why? Please, just I look like a potato.
Take your shoes off, maybe yeah. Or something.
Can you just not look tall and beautiful, please?
Who else?
That would be funny though. We're just like, yeah. Can you like put a coat on or
Austin Theory? Yes. Ooh, oh baby, that would be a good one.
I'm still laughing about how we would probably tell her to put a raincoat on or something.
Can like, you can just cover your boob area, just please?
Can you just cover up for a minute? She's like, why? Listen, I feel like a potato.
It's not you. It's
me. It's real. It, honestly, you know when people say, like, it's not you, it's me, but they don't mean it? No, this time I mean it.
Yeah. You're great.
You're great. We love you. You're great, but I look like a potato. And then she'd be like the sweet kind of woman who's like, you don't look like a potato. And I'd be like, yeah, I do. You're just, you know what? You are a sweetheart. And I get that you're trying to be super nice, but really I look like a potato.
You and I both know the truth.
We both know the truth. Don't sit here and say you don't. Oh, no, I really, no, you don't. You're a very sweet woman, but you don't have to lie to me.
No. Who else would I like to meet?
Meet AJ. I haven't met AJ before, so.
I met AJ once. Long time ago at Ring of Honor. Long time ago.
I have not met AJ.
I would feel more comfortable because that was like one of the first times meeting wrestlers. So now I feel like I'd be much more comfortable talking, and I have the whole that we live near each other thing in common. I think I'd be all right.
You live in Georgia. I live in Georgia, and I'd
we're
like
2 hours away.
I don't live in Georgia.
I love Gainesville. I haven't been
that would be so funny. All. I don't live in Georgia. I've been there a lot though. Have you ever been to the Claremont Lounge?
You probably have.
He has to have been to the Claremont Lounge.
Who else?
I want to meet Asuka again just to get a better picture.
Kairi! Her and Kairi together would be cute.
Kairi.
They're probably, I wonder if they only have to pay for them, though. You might.
I don't think so, because the Iconics weren't paying. They were the tag champions, so. Becky and Charlotte will be, and Bailey and Sasha will be.
Mm-hmm. Meeting Becky and Charlotte together would be fun. I would enjoy that.
I don't, you know what's funny is I don't have like the urge to do that.
I wouldn't be like, oh, I'll be the first in line.
Yeah.
No, it'd be cute. I like to meet Charlotte and Andrade just to listen to them talk to each other.
Can we meet Andrade again? We have met Andrade. He's a very good looking man.
He's a very good looking man. Woo.
I was like, ooh.
In a suit. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. He had a nice suit on. Very nice. He smelled good.
Mm-hmm.
Smelled good. Well, we won't meet Luke Harper again.
No, I'd like to meet Mojo again.
Well, we need to meet Mojo again.
Yeah.
And Gallows and Anderson, obviously.
Sami Zayn again.
Oh my God, Sami and Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin might be paid though.
You might.
We might have gotten in the last of getting Kevin for free.
Who else?
We've met the Undisputed Era. I've met every member of the Undisputed Era, actually.
Getting a picture of four of them would be epic,
though.
I
know. That would be really good. I want to see Drew again.
Baron.
Of course. I feel like Baron is a given with us.
Baron's a total given.
Yeah. Total given, because we love Baron. He's a sweetheart, even though people... us. He does, because we're not assholes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the rest of the heathens out there. It was so cute on WWE backstage, though, because Punk was there, and Baron was like, he's like looking at him, and Punk's like, you're my last interview of 2019. And Baron's like, really? He's like so cute. Like, you're supposed to hate him, but he's like cheating on Jeopardy and being adorable. How can you hate him?
I know, and he has a little cooking show.
Like, him and Punk were getting along. It was so cute. I was like, aw, how cute is he? Like, he says that everybody hates him, but I'm like, I don't see it.
No.
I mean, yeah, a lot of people do, but I don't see everybody hating him because we don't hate him. We think he's great.
He's great.
He's great.
I can't think of anyone else, but I'm sure
I want to meet Shen again.
Rusev? I've never met Rusev. No, yes, no, we did. Yes, we did.
We briefly, met Rusev, like, yeah, but it was, yeah, it was an autograph.
Yeah.
We met Lashley. We met Lana.
Shane, but he would be paid. But yeah. Shane's still a dream.
Matt probably won't be under contract anymore by then.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Guys, we have... We're probably, like, totally overlooking... Oh, The Miz!
He'll be paid.
He will be paid, but The Miz, we would love to meet him eventually.
He would be cool to talk to.
He would be cool to talk to. I'd enjoy that. Very much so. But yeah, so, as we mentioned, Luke Harper, no longer employed by the WWE. Finally!
And Sin Cara.
Sin Cara and The Ascension. And all four of them seem very happy to be gone.
Yep.
Nobody was like, I am so sad. Nope. Everybody was like, that's cool.
It's been kind of a dull week.
It has. Oh, you know who's going to be paid, but it would be cool to meet? Randy.
Yeah. Randy. I'd like to meet Randy.
Hi, Randy.
I think I would like to meet Randy, actually. That would be a good choice.
Randy. If he even goes to Access.
Him and Batista together would be cool.
Or him and Flair.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do one with him and Flair. It'd be a clusterfuck, but I'd be there for it.
It would be fun.
It would be a lot of fun. That would be the fun booth. Everybody else would be, like, lame, but no, not that booth. It'd be fun. I wonder, like, I'm kind of wondering what Legends are going to sign, because we didn't plan on meeting Trish, and we met Trish for free, so. Which, that one was, like, mind-blowing. Cool. That one blew my mind. That and Abyss were my two, like, holy shit, I'm actually doing those moments.
Lita would be cool this time.
We missed Lita.
I know.
They closed the line down right when we got over there.
It would be cool, though.
It would be cool. Trish was like... Like, we didn't even know that that was an option. And then they're like, Trish is signing. We're like, what? What?
Crazy.
The literal, like... What? Trish? Oh, Kushida! I need to meet Kushida after I saw his baby. Have you seen the gif of his baby?
I don't think so.
Oh my fucking God. She's got the biggest, chunkiest little cheeks. She's like probably 18 months old. And she's like running around. She's got like big old chunky cheeks. And I'm like, I love you. Cute. And he's sitting there playing with her. And he's like, I'm just trying to make a life for my family. And I'm like, I was like, give that little girl whatever she wants. Does she want cookies? Give her cookies. She want money? I'll give her money. Just give her the world. She's cute. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with, like, I just kind of wonder what Legends will be there, though. Because that's always the ones we never find out about. And then we'll just show up and they're there. Like, Scott Hall, we didn't know Scott Hall was going to be there. Or X-Pac. I wonder if Kevin Nash.
He might.
That'd be cool. That would be a cool one.
Ivory was cool.
Ivory was really cool.
You never know.
Yeah. We met Ivory like 3 times. Like, hi, we're back.
Oh, man. we need to do our TLC predictions.
I know. I was just about to say I wouldn't mind meeting Abyss again, but there you go.
There you go.
Nobody else knew who he was, and I was like, oh my god, I'm meeting Abyss.
Everybody knew who he was.
No, there was like nobody in that line.
Well, I guess we knew who he was.
But... we knew who he was, because I was like, oh my god, it's Abyss. Everybody's like, who's the big guy?
There were people who knew who he was.
But not casuals. And there's a lot of casuals at Access.
Not casuals, no.
Yes, there is a lot.
All right, TLC. Can you tell I'm on the move here?
She's on the move, guys. You can tell.
I am.
All right, TLC. Actually doesn't look half bad.
Well.
So far.
Well, we'll hold out till we actually see it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying by the looks... of what it looks like it doesn't look terrible. Now if the matches are terrible, then all right, let's start. This is obviously all that we know of as of right now. There's obviously one more episode of SmackDown left. So, keep that in mind. Right?
Right. So, not a lot's going to change, really.
Maybe. We'll see.
Probably not.
Probably not, but hey.
Nothing really happens on SmackDown anymore at this point, so. Yeah. It's just open a can of dog food.
That was disgusting. And apparently it was real dog food.
Stupid. So stupid. Yeah. So stupid.
Anyway, the Viking Raiders versus To Be Determined and an open challenge for the Raw Tag Team Championships.
Is there somebody that's on the verge of coming back?
No. I'm going to say Gallows and Anderson. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like a good choice.
I will go with the To Be Determined. I'm casting my vote for the To Be Determined.
So Gallows and Anderson, okay.
Okay, whoever it may be.
Why not?
Sure.
I feel like they deserve a shot.
I feel like Viking Raiders aren't getting anything, so, like, pass it along.
Could it be Street Profits, maybe?
Oh, maybe. That's a good
idea. They just had a match on Raw, though.
Could be, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Rusev. Who is back to Rusev Day versus Lana's hot boyfriend, Bobby Lashley.
Is he really, though?
I don't think so, but apparently Lana thinks so.
Well, who won last time?
Well, the match really didn't even happen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Lashley.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though, is I really think Rusev should, because, like, Rusev Day is back, and, you know, everybody's behind him, and, but...
That's why he won't win.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. But, yeah, I'm gonna go Lashley.
Just gave all the reasons why he won't win.
Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy, which should be a really good match.
Aleister.
I'm gonna go Aleister. But that is two very sexy men.
Mm-hmm.
And a match. Women's Tag Team Champions, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match. The Kabuki Warriors versus Becky and Charlotte. I'm going to go Kabuki Warriors.
Yep.
I think they're good. Becky and Charlotte will implode.
Yes, definitely.
During the match. Not The Fiend, but Bray Wyatt. Versus The Miz. And can I just say, that shit was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was creepy. I loved it. People were like, God, that's so evil. I'm like, I would have gone more evil. You know what I would have done? I would have showed up with his kid. Like, have the kid. Like, not a picture, but like, the actual kid. Like,
I can see that.
I would have had Monroe Sky Mazanin in my arms just like, oh, you want to go see Santa?
It might go that far.
Well, I don't think so. But I'll put it on Twitter and see if it gets picked up. I'm going to go Bray. It's not for the title. I'm going to go Bray.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bray.
With the help of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, he's going to pop up somehow.
He's going to be like, surprise, bitch! Like that?
Yeah, sort of.
But he won't say bitch because, you know, he doesn't like saying words like that.
Nope.
No. He's a gentleman, guys. Gentleman. The SmackDown Tag Team Championships, The New Day versus The Revival. Now, this match, it was supposed to be Dolph and Bobby Roode, but Bobby got strung for drugs. So, we don't know what drug, but a drug. And Bobby's out for 30 days. So, I'm going to go New Day retaining because this match obviously was thrown together.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Revival are halfway out the door at this point.
I wish they'd just go back to NXT. They need tag teams on NXT.
I know. The NXT tag division is so sad now. And finally, the match where I don't know what the fuck they're gonna hang. Is it a dog collar? Is it... I don't know. Roman Reigns versus King Corbin.
See, I don't know. Is it no? Is it, any stipulations?
Tables, ladders, and chairs. Which, so how are, what are they hanging?
So anything could happen.
Which... Explain to me, what are you going to hang up there? Like a dog leash? A dog collar? Like, it's not... There's no belt.
Maybe, like, a... I don't know.
Yeah, those, exactly.
Those big nets, like a dog catcher net. Oh, God, I think of the stupidest thing possible. That's pretty stupid. Maybe a big, like, bucket of, like, dog food. You try to turn it over on the other person? I don't know. I'm going to say somehow Corbin wins, though.
I agree. Somehow Corbin wins, because I feel like they're going to try to put Roman back into the title picture, so they want the most sympathy possible.
Hmm.
So people don't boo him.
I could see that.
Yeah. I'm going to go King Corbin. But it's not going to be good. That's the match where I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a mess.
Like, literally, every other match on the card, I could, other than Rusev and Bobby Lashley, I could see, like, be really good. Like, it has the potential to be really good.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only one where I'm like, what are you hanging? How does this work? I don't get it.
Who cares?
Who cares? Even though Baron looks adorable. Mm. That's literally the only thing we're talking about. It's like, oh, look at him. He's so cute. He's an adorable man. We love him to pieces. And it's like, I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, good news is if we get through this mess on Wednesday, it's Finn versus Adam for the title and Ripley versus Baszler for the title.
I know.
So NXT will help us if we are pissed off.
I don't think I'll even be... I mean, there's really nothing I'm going to be pissed off about on this card.
Well, you know what I mean. Just like...
Like... Okay. That's kind of the funny thing about this is I feel like they played it super safe.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has really a reason to be angry at anything that happens. Like, nobody cares about Rusev and Lashley.
I think by pissed off, I mean just like...
Bored.
Bored and like, that was dumb.
Wow.
Like, you wasted my time.
There's only two matches where I feel like that could happen. Unless they pull a Hell in a Cell ending in one of these.
Which they could.
I mean, like, people want Daniel Bryan to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if he interfered, I don't think people would be, like, angry about that. They'd be like, oh, hey, Daniel Bryan's back.
I think people are expecting it.
Yeah. I think it's funny, though, that most of the time people would be angry about somebody interfering unless it's like somebody really good. Daniel Bryan's just like, oh, hey, look, it's Daniel Bryan. He's back. Like, nobody would be like, oh, fuck Daniel Bryan. Like, everybody loves Daniel Bryan.
True.
Yeah. Like, no, really, you can't just hate the guy. He's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't hate him. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like they played it super safe, but, you know, we'll see.
Time will tell.
And people are already saying that Roman's going to win the Rumble again, which I don't know if they want to pull that trigger.
They might.
But you're running a risk if you do it.
Well, people are saying Rousey's going to win.
If it's Roman and Rousey, you're really running a risk.
Uh-huh.
God, if you do Roman and Rousey, oh, God, you are brave. Like, everybody hates Rare. Like, everybody hates Rousey. Roman.
People don't really know what to do with Roman at this point.
People don't. Like, it's like, do you cheer him? Like, personally, we just stay quiet.
At this point, I don't want to boo him. I just don't care.
Yeah, like, I don't boo him because I feel bad for the guy. But on the same token, I'm not a fan, and I don't like him. So, yeah, I mean, at Mania, we just kind of stayed quiet. Yeah. Mostly because we were tired, too, but we were quiet.
He got a great fireworks show, though.
I fell asleep during that match. I did. I fell asleep. It was great. But funny story, Sami Zayn told some homophobe off.
I saw that.
And it was the funny story because while he was telling off the homophobe, it was the Fiend's entrance. So then all the lights started going out while he's saying, fuck this guy. It was great.
So does that mean we can make him and Bobby Fish both our joint Gold Star winners?
Yeah, well, we missed last week, so we get two anyway.
Yeah,
so Sammy
Bobby Fish for feeding and handing out stuff to the homeless.
Yeah, and he's doing it every week, I guess.
Yeah, and Sammy for telling off the homophobes.
Yeah. Which only made it better because it was during the Fiend's entrance, so all the lights shut off as he told him to fuck off. It was great.
Oh, God.
And Keith was there, too.
I saw that, yeah.
I know, I'm like, oh, Keith. You know Sami Zayn doesn't listen to you. He really doesn't. Blowing through stop signs, telling homophobes off. He's a man after our hearts.
Uh-huh.
Huh? I mean, how can you hate that? You can't hate that.
I can't.
Like, and I wonder now, like, they're booking him as a heel, but now everybody's like, we love Sammy, though. Like, we don't hate Sammy. And Sammy got Mojo Rawley on TV, so now we really can't hate him.
That's true.
Like, Mojo hasn't been on TV in, like, 837,000 years.
And like, lines on his face, so that was nice.
Yeah. So he shows up with Sami Zayn, and we're like, what can't this man do?
True.
He's out here saving Syria, telling off homophobes, blowing through stop signs, getting Mojo on TV. Does he listen to this podcast?
I think so.
He's just like, what can I do to make these girls happy? It's like his weekly thing. Like, how can I make them happy? Well, Sammy, you're doing a good job.
Yep.
Well, does everything right so far. Mm-hmm. And he's funny. And Mojo got all those steel pipe marks on his back.
Poor Mojo.
God. That looked really painful.
It did.
Yeah. Poor guy. Just trying to live his life. Oh, and Seth is with AOP again, but I feel like we don't have to talk about that because everybody knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
That's not a big surprise. Because, you know, AOP, I guess. Which I don't understand the reason for
Me either.
But
Me either.
It did make me laugh, though, because they had, like, an office chair in the back of that van, and he had to, like, scoot himself around. Like, you can't just turn. So he had, like, his feet, and he's like, scoot, 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 scoot. It's me.
The reveal was weird.
It's like, that wasn't intimidating, Seth. I don't know who you were trying to intimidate with that.
Nope.
You literally had to use your feet to scoot around, so. It's like a bad... like a bad Bond movie. Like, if somebody were to make fun of a Bond movie, it would be that reveal.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It's me. Oh, okay, Seth. We knew it would have been you, too. You scooted around in the chair. So, hey, Seth. What's up, friend? But with that, I think we're done for the week. December sucks because it is, like, the slowest time in pro wrestling.
It is slow, and everybody's got all kinds of crap to do in general, too.
Yeah.
It's just not a good...
it's not a good time to be... But we got Wrestle Kingdom, first week of January.
Yeah, two nights.
And the goodbye of Jushin Thunder Liger. Mm-hmm. Which Jen might have to hear me cry.
Okay.
Because I'm not ready for it. I'm ready to say goodbye. I'm like, don't leave me. You're awesome. We like you. Don't leave. But he's going to leave. Which, yeah, good for him, right?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I feel really nauseous right now.
She really does.
I'm trying to hold it together here.
Yeah. So with that, we're going to go so Jen doesn't throw up all over her computer.
It'd be really, really bad. I'm literally, like, leaned back, like, staring at the ceiling, like, okay, I'll just, like, try to make it through this.
Yeah, she's like, don't puke, don't puke, don't puke.
Yep. Yeah, it's great.
Again, with that, we're going to head out because, you know, we don't want Jen to puke.
We don't want to puke on air. That would not be good.
Plus, like, if you puke, I'm going to puke.
Yeah, my puke's really gross, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so much better.
Thought I'd share.
Yeah. Sharing is caring, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, briefly, if you know of cool places to stay in Tampa, Airbnbs, if you have a group that is going and have anything planned, let us know because we need things to do.
Yeah. We need stuff to do between sessions of access and getting drunk, so.
Mm-hmm. And people to get drunk with. That would be nice.
As long as you're not creepy.
Yeah.
No creeps. What?
No.
Knowing Arlec will get some weirdo who's like, I'll be your friend. And we're like, no.
God. Okay. I'm really going to be sick. Okay.
All right, guys. Let us know. Jen's going to go throw up and I'm going to edit this podcast.
There you go.
So until next week, where we have our Christmas Spectacular, where we just ranted with Christmas music.
Yeah, I gotta make a list for that.
I don't have to. Anyway, bye!
Bye.